Hey ladies, it's the PPP Podcast with your host Money, the lounge for the poised, paid, and prospering woman. It has everything you need in female entrepreneurism. In the lounge, let me take you through my sizable risks, tremendous rewards, and greatest challenges that established my career, as well as the balance I had to initiate while still remaining poised, paid, and prosperous. Female Rang, enterprises are steadily growing all over the world, contributing to household incomes and the growth of national economies. I will walk us through the successes of the fashion, apparel, and retail industries at the highest levels. Grow with me, ladies. Without further delay, here's another amazing episode of the PPP Podcast.
Hi, you guys. We're back again with another episode of the PPP Podcast. So you guys, my mind has been pondering because I was kind of torn in between two topics, and I be wanting to kind of piggyback off of, you know, the last week's podcast. But last week we talked about finding your niche and basically how you turn your passion into your paycheck. And to be honest, I really had wanted to talk about from idea to execution. But I feel like it's such the same thing. Like, you know, turning your passion into a paycheck is basically having an idea and, you know, making it make money. So I have to change it because I was kind of torn in between the two. But this episode, we are going to talk about the power of failure and how embracing mistakes can lead to success. And you know that I only tell you guys from experience of things and just like, you know, my insight. This is me being transparent of what I've been through and how do I get through things. And yeah. I'm no teacher. I'm not teaching you anything, but I could give you some tips and I could try and help you. So the power of failure. Remember I told you guys a while back that L's aren't losses, but they're lessons. I always say that. You know, I feel like it's a mindset thing, and I'm always say that. I feel like it's your mindset. Because if you feel like you're failing, then you're gonna fail, right? But if you feel like, you know, you're just going through some trials or some tribulations and you're going to get through them, then hey, that's more of an optimistic mindset. Nobody's going to feel sorry for you. Nobody's going to feel sorry for you. With that being said, it's really just, you know, people do fail. We're not going to act like people don't fail. But I'm saying failure is really more so like not starting or completely giving up. Now, some things, you know, it just might not work out, but you could probably go back to it and it might work out a little bit better. So I feel like if you could embrace your mistakes, right, like it could possibly bring you success. Like if you learn from your mistakes, like you learn what not to do. Like you don't just keep making the same mistakes. You will get better with time. You know, I always tell people, I'm like fine wine. I get better with time. I'm learning. I nobody has the blueprint to this shit called life. People out here selling blueprints on how to become millionaires and blueprints on how to become a podcast expert and how to be doing this. Everything is not going to work the same for everyone. And a person can give you a manual and you can do the exact every step that they say to do in that manual, right? You can do everything. And guess what? Still not get the same results. You know, so when I say this, I say it in the most humblest way. One of the biggest struggles or I feel like mistakes that I have made in retail, working in retail, being an entrepreneur in retail is, I guess, one of the mistakes, not marketing like I should, right? Because I spoke last week on like during COVID, how you have to adapt and everything and, you know, want your business to grow. But I feel like if I treated my online business like an online business, I could be way, way, way further, have way, way, way more sales because I have brick and mortar and I opened brick and mortar very early, you know, in my game of this. I just was like, you know, brick and mortar. It's going to sell in the store. Whereas if I created that online presence 4 years ago, we would be like unstoppable online by now, right? Because I've seen within, you know, 2020 and we're in 2023, I've seen businesses start and grow since then, like, and like have all these 50K followers, 64K followers. But you know what they're doing? They're running ads constantly on Instagram. You know what I'm saying? So they want that online presence. Whereas I wanted more of a physical presence. But do you get it? It's different. It's different sectors. So I feel like that is a mistake. And I, you know, some things may be looked at as a mistake from one person to the next. But, you know, I feel like I could have done better with that. That's just my personal opinion. I could have invested more into marketing. I could have. I say that to say I am doing it more now. You know, I want to draw more attention back to online, because at one point I was like running hella ads and shit online. I was running ads a lot online. And I was getting online sales. Like, I was getting a lot, you know, for every, you know, ad I would run, I was getting sales for it, right? From my website. But then the shit started to get overwhelming because I had, and I'm going to tell you guys, I told y'all last episode, I turned off the website, I want to say the summer 2020, because let me tell y'all, I was two brick and mortar locations and they were booming. It was booming so much, and I didn't have the right system. I didn't have the right system in place. So when I say system, I didn't have the right POS. So we would be selling shit online and it just sold in the store. So like, it is just so hard to find that right point of sale system. And shout outs to Clover. Clover is Old Faithful for me. But like, when I first started, I had a website, right? And it was based off of Wix. I just got to tell y'all this story. We're going to get back to, you know, the topic. But I started off with having my website built on the Wix platform. I feel like it's very user friendly. It's great for startups. A lot of people like Shopify. Shopify was really big when I first started out, but my website was built on Wix, and it still is on Wix. I still have the same website from literally six years ago. So the thing is, when I opened my brick and mortar, I tried Square, and I tried PayPal, like their point of sale system, and I tried Square. And like, I wasn't really feeling it, not for what I had going on. So then I was introduced to Clover. Now, I really, really, really love Clover. I have a love-hate relationship with Clover. But Clover, as time went on, right, this was like in 2017. So I had Clover, but I had a Wix website. Okay, so I was still starting up. So I was still able to manage things. Like, I was still able to get, you know, ship out orders, because I was still like in the beginning stages. So I was able to manage if I had online orders and what I was selling in the store. You know, that was when I was a one lady army. But then as I grew, right, going into that 2018, now I'm bringing in the swimwear, right? Okay, I was still able to manage it. I'm still new, I'm still growing, but you know, I'm still using Clover. Now the thing is, Clover didn't integrate with Wix. Clover integrates with Shopify, Big Cartel. Like, they integrate with other platforms, but they do not integrate with Wix. So I'm like, damn, like, I want to keep my website because I love, love, love my website, but Clover didn't integrate with Wix. So time gone, we're in 2018, so I'm still able to deal with it. 2019, so the sales got bigger online because I had number of clothes in, so I'm selling clothes. And at the time, 2019, I'm gonna tell you guys, 2018 and 2019, there was not as many. There were people selling clothes, and like this whole entrepreneur spirit thing, like it just developed like in that era, like right around 2018, 2019. And I want to say before then it did, because I was on pop-up shops like 2016, 2017. I opened my first store. So people had that entrepreneur spirit, but I mean, how these businesses, there's a lot of online boutiques. I mean, they're millionaires. So I said it to say, like, it just wasn't as many. Like, not that I knew of, at least. I'm going to say that from my point of view. Then it was like Fashion Nova was really booming. Like, Fashion Nova, you know, they still was the top tier big dog, right? But, like, I really do not remember 2017, 2018 that it was just so many. like as much as they have now. Of course, you know, every year and then a pandemic, they birthed new businesses and new entrepreneurs, of course. But when we came into that 2018 summer, I'm like, I was getting sales, online sales, I was able to manage it. 2019, it was like, okay, it was still manageable, but it was still having hiccups. I was still having hiccups, whereas we're selling these items in the store and somebody might have ordered offline, but because we so busy in store, because I was booming. Like my first store, once that summer of 2018 came, I was busy. Like shit had not picked up so drastically for me by the grace of God. Amen. I had picked up business really quickly. I'm not going to lie. I'm actually proud of myself and how I developed this business, how quickly I did. But I'm also, you know, kind of, I be beating myself up about certain things that I should have done a little bit better. But back to it. So summer 2019, that was when I was running a lot of ads on Instagram. Oh, man. I mean, I'm having orders from Texas, orders from California, orders from Atlanta, orders from New York, D.C., Virginia, like everywhere, because I'm putting my margin of location in, you know, in these areas. Like I'm putting all this money into marketing. So I was getting sales, right? But I should have kept that going. But then we went into COVID, right? We went on a lockdown. I could access, but I couldn't. So I was just like, it wasn't really that major, right? The online presence. And then when we opened back up and everything. So now at this point, you guys, 2019, I was already looking for a new location. Like I wanted to open up a new storefront because I was like, I'm getting busy. I need to just do this shit while I can. You know, I'm one of them people like when I have money that is like that I didn't have before, I'm like, I'm an investor. Like I'm going to be like, I got to help and take this money and make it make more money. That's just my mindset. It's always been like that. It's going to always be like that. So I was already plotting. I'm like, I need to find me a new location. I need to figure out where I needed to be. So I'm looking all over. I end up finding 2019. I end up finding the spot that we're at, the location that we're at now. And it took so long for me to get that actual key. Like it took me, I want to say almost 6 months, because I didn't get my key until March, but I wanted to be up and running before Mardi Gras. I was trying to get my keys in January and help me do the build out or whatever the case may be. And I wanted to be open for February, but you know, shit happens. It is what it is. So when the summer 2020 came, COVID, we just getting out of COVID. We back out in the streets outside and everything. Now I got two locations, both of them booming. When I tell you they booming, they are booming. Boom, 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 boom. Yeah, I was like, what a time to be alive, Lord. Mm-hmm. So it was so much, and I still had Glover, and I still had the Wix website. So now I got two brick and mortar locations. They both have their own inventory, right? But, you know, we're online. We put it from the storefronts to ship out orders. It was just so, it was hectic. It was getting hectic. I couldn't deal with it. I had to turn the site off. I was getting online orders from me constantly running those ads, right? We opened up, the world is opening back up. But now I got two physical locations. It was just too much. It was overwhelming, and by the grace of God, amen, I'm so thankful that my God is a mighty God, and I was asking God to overflow me and bless me and overflow my cup, and baby, that's exactly what happened. So I had to back up from it. I had to be like, wait, I got to get another system in place, like, because this is moving, everything was just moving too quick for me, and I wasn't moving quick enough for it. And I don't really like having to deal with the whole, like, sending out emails, unfortunately, you know, this item is no longer in stock, or refunding money. I don't even like doing it. Once I get the money, it's mine. So I just don't like having to deal with that. So I turned the website off for a while because it was just like, it was too much. So that right there, that summer 2020 is when I started to slack up on the online marketing. I don't think I ran any Instagram ads until now, since then, because I was so like, I was focused on building the traffic and clientele to the brick and mortar locations. Like the mall location was already fine, but opening up a new location, it was like, it was booming, but my focus is like, it needs to boom more. I was seeing my numbers was going crazy in 2020. What? The numbers was crazy. And then of course, they started to decline because the money wasn't outside like it was. This is the thing. When people have money, they are going to spend it. When people are when people don't have money, then hey, businesses suffer. But I wasn't running ads online because I didn't need an online presence like that. I just needed Instagram and I needed my businesses to be open. So if you're able to understand the difference of an online presence and a physical presence, I was not marketing online like I should. Had I kept my online site open, had I had the right POS system that was compatible for a business that had multi-locations. And I mean, that shit was tough. Like that shit was getting the best of me because I'm like, I know I'm not the only person in the world with more than one location. What are these other people doing? But where can I find these people? How can I ask these questions? I'm going on YouTube. I'm trying to figure out like, what's the best POS system for online and multi brick and mortar locations. It was like pulling out teeth. Like it was like foreign or something. I'm like, what? And so I'm just like, we thugging, but I don't like to like overwork myself with things that I feel like computers could do. So I'm like, all right, we just gonna turn the site off. I'm gonna just lose that online presence, that online money, which is an L, but I be trying to put in my head money that's not made is not really lost money, but it is to me. But one of my friends always tell me, like, you didn't make it, so how did you lose that? I'm like, because I could have made it, you know? Like, I could have made the money, so it's lost. It's lost. But whatever, like, that's just my way of thinking. So the website was off. I end up turning the website back on the end of October 2022. So the summer 2020, it was off. And the summer of 2021, it was off. And the summer of 2022, it was off. So 3 years of no online presence, you guys, that's like we're non-existent online. So I say that to say that's one of the mistakes of, and it's not even a mistake, it's a lesson, because I had to turn off the online presence because I didn't have the right point of sale system. They wouldn't have a point of sale system that was convenient for me at the time. So I'll say this, in March of 2022, I end up getting the Wix POS. Now, Wix had a POS. Now, you would think that they would kind of contact all the users to see if they have brick and mortar locations or kind of, because they scan your website for anything else. If you got, I got physical addresses on my website, you would think that they would send their salesperson and be like, look, we just launched, you know, a point of sale system. You know, we would love to give you the opportunity to test it out with your brick and mortar locations, right? Wix. I'm going to tag Wix in this pod. You would have thought that they would have reached out to businesses that use their platform for a website, but just to see if they have brick and mortar locations. Because if they would have done it, we would have had the POS system way when they first launched it. And I think they launched their POS system in 2021. I would have gotten it in 2021, but I didn't get it until 2022. So it still have glitches here now in 2023. It's a lot of updates. It's a lot of shit that they got to improve, but I give the feedback the best way I can. So now we relaunched the website, like I said, October of 2021. And we had to get into cahoots with the website, the point of sales, and the whole team being on accord and how we have to make this flow and work with the Blue POS. And, you know, we only been having it a year, but like I said, they still are developing that. That's still new technology. Like, that's like an iPhone I explained to everybody. Like, it's still new. You know, when they drop a new iPhone, they have new updates, it's still glitches. It's still things that they bugs and they're fixing shit. So that's kind of like what we're going through. But I will say I am truly happy and satisfied with the Wix platform having the POS, because the good thing about it is I have two brick and mortar locations, right? But it automatically, when we upload the inventory into the POS systems from the brick and mortar, it automatically shows up online. And when someone orders online, it automatically takes it out of the inventory and it alerts everyone to pull this from the inventory. So I'm not going to say that it's a mistake that I wasn't, it's like 50-50. It's like a mistake that I wasn't really keeping on the online presence, but I couldn't keep up. So I'd rather chuck the L, find something better to better my business, because I don't want it to be like, oh, she always refunded money, oh, she can't fulfill her orders. Like, I save that bullshit. Save it. We're just not gonna deal with it. So now I'm back at it. Like, this is my summer back with online presence, and I'm just starting to run my ads again because I have the physical location presence. I have to get my online presence back. So I feel like that is one of the failures or flaws that I face. And it's big. It's a big mistake. But I've embraced it, right? because I know what my mistake was. I know what caused the mistake. I know why I consider it a mistake. I just broke it down to you guys. So me embracing it, but how it's going to lead me to success now, me got the rights. We have the right software now. So now all I got to do is run those online ads so that I could develop that online presence again. You get me? Capiche? Capiche? What they say? Capiche? Kabash? Whatever. Do you understand? I'm embracing the fact that I set out three summers, right, of online. And I mean, did I want to do it? No. Who wants to? No one. But I had to roll what I had. And I took the time off online to develop the in-person presence. And it's so crazy because it's like I'm in this place now where I want my online presence to come back and get back on. But I also had to reopen up a new location just a year ago. It's still in the same area of my first location, but it's still fairly new. So basically, I'm still trying to redevelop a old new location in the online presence. That's a lot. That's a lot, Faye. That is a lot. It is. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to capitalize off this summer. This is my first summer back and I'm ready. I'm getting all things going. We are going to roll this summer. Like, I am demanding my respect in Kenner back because I started in Kenner. That's where I thrive there. Kenner, LaPlace, Homer, Boutique. I don't care who's selling clothes in them areas. I do not care. Metairie, I'm coming for my crown back. I'm coming for it. And the girls got to be ready. I'm coming for that presence again. I have the presence there, but not like I used to. When I was in Kenner before, when I tell you I had it sold up. The girls, what? You knew that you were shopping at Accessories Matter. You knew that this was a store for the it girls. But see, a lot of females aren't really aware. So they say that we're back in Kenner. We've been back in Kenner a year. We did have an episode, so closed us down for 3 to 4 months. But we're back and we're ready. So it's like, I'm demanding that online presence. We about to develop the online presence. And I'm coming for my crown in Kenner again. Because the West Bank, we good on the West Bank. We doing the numbers on the West Bank. I need these same numbers that's being done on the West Bank to be done in Kenner. So that's another thing that Wix have to redevelop. Like me being able to compare my numbers. Clover, I love Clover. Clover allowed me to see everything from every aspect. Wix is kind of weird. They still developing shit. They still working on things. But I say that to say, that is how, you know, you embrace failures, how you, you know, embrace the mistakes and how I'm going to make it success. All right. And that was just a brief story about me. I told you I'm going to tell y'all the truth, the raw and the uncut. Like, yeah, the money is funny. The money is not right online because I didn't have an online presence. I have it back. We running ads online and we doing local marketing. We're doing local marketing all summer. We are coming for the jugular, okay? I got to get it back because the money is too good. I know what I was doing. I know the numbers. See, when you know the numbers, you're going to always want them numbers and better numbers. So that's what I'm coming for. I'm coming for the better and bigger numbers. So that's the power of failure and how I embrace my mistakes and how I'm going to allow it to lead me to success. So I'm going to basically give you some tips on, you know, how to do that in a better way, right? So we're going to basically reframe failure as a learning opportunity. And that's why I say all L's are not losses. They're lessons. That's an L. I took 3 summers of no online sales. Shit. The money that could have been made, the money that I've missed, but right, can't cry over spoiled milk. It's gone. So rather than viewing the failure as a setback, you know, or a reflection of your abilities to reframe, it is a learning opportunity. I've learned from it. I took the time off. I took the break off to come back bigger and better. Every mistake, it basically provides you with valuable feedback and insight that you can help improve, grow your business. You have to just, it's the mindset, y'all. It's the mindset. You understand what I'm saying? You have to allow it to help you improve and grow. Don't beat yourself up about the shit. Put one foot in front of the other one and just keep on going, okay? Then you have to experiment, right? Experiment what you've learned and how you're going to make it be better, right? Entrepreneurship is all about experiments, all right? We try out new ideas. We try out new ideas all the time. I'm always a person looking for a new way to do something. We try the new ideas and approaches, and then we prepare to pivot when something isn't working. You know what I'm saying? When it wasn't working for me, I knew that I was messing up with the online orders because we selling out in store. I had to find a way to pivot that. You get what I'm saying? Like, you got to find a way to maneuver around those things. So once you're able to be prepared and pivot when something isn't working, the more you experiment, the more likely you'll be able to find a winning formula. It didn't even take me 3 years, 3 summers, because I could have, truth be told, I could have relaunched last summer. It was a lot. Last summer was so depressing for me, man. It was just like I had an incident that had happened. So that's what really took away me, you know, wanting to do the online because of the incident that happened. And we'll talk about the incident on another episode. But I could have launched the website last year when I got the POS with Wix. And he had the brick and mortar and it was all in one. I could have done that. But it took me 3 summers to get the winning formula. And I have it now. I got the juice bag. I got the juice. I got the juice. I got the juice. I got the juice bag. I do, y'all. And I'm super excited for this summer. So now you have to, once you get you find out your winning formula, right? Like I said, I got mine now. You develop resilience. Failure can be tough to handle, right? But developing resilience can help you bounce back quickly, right? Practice self-care, surround yourself with positive people and supportive people, and focus on the positive aspects of your experience. What I told you, you have to, like, you got to look at the bigger picture. Yes, I suffered with the online presence because I turned it off and, you know, things wasn't working out. But now I have a better system. Now I have that winning formula again. Now I have that refocus. My mind is back in it. Despite all the shit that I was going through, summer 2020, a winning summer, but no online presence. Summer 2021, a winning summer, but no online presence. Summer 2022, rough summer. Still no online presence. So here we are, summer 2023. I'm taking my time, y'all. I told you, this is not a race. I'm in a race with myself. I'm just trying to do better than I did yesterday. I got the formula. We're gonna experiment on it. We're going to see how it works out. And I'm positive about it. Y'all hear my voice. I'm not, I ain't all sad and beat down about it. I'm proud of it. Basically, after you put yourself around those people, you basically practice that self-care because it's therapeutic. You need it. Don't exhaust yourself because we tend to do that, us entrepreneurs. You embrace that group mindset. And that's where I'm at. A group mindset is the belief that your abilities and intelligence can be developed. Okay? You heard me. Can be developed through hard work and dedication, y'all. It can be developed. Are you listening? I'm letting y'all know these are gems. These are gems. I developed a better mindset. My mindset is ready to work harder. I'm dedicated now. I'm embracing my growth mindset, and it can help me view failure as an opportunity to grow and develop. That's what I did. It's like, okay, what's next? What can I not do? I know what I've been through. Let's get through it. I've learned from my mistakes. So when you learn from your mistakes, when something doesn't go according to the plan, you got to take time to reflect. And I did, and learn from it, which I've done. And then you got to ask yourself, what could have been done differently? What could I have done differently? And what can I do to avoid similar mistakes in the future? So I will say this, what I could have done differently would have been, instead of me wanting to keep that Wix website, I could have just simply went on Shopify. And that's just the truth in a nutshell. I wanted to keep my website with Wix and not build a new website. Had I just went with a website that integrated with the Clover Point of Sale system, I wouldn't have to deal with none of this. Because integration is basically merging two things together. So if I would have went to Shopify and my Shopify website would have linked to my POS system inside of the brick and mortar locations. 1, 2, 3. But me being me, I don't know what's my problem. I wanted to keep my Wix website. I maybe lose out on money, but whatever. So once you learn from your mistakes, you got to take the calculated risk. Entrepreneurship involves taking risks. We risk takers. I know I take a lot of risk shit, but not all risks are created equal. And I've learned that. I've learned that these last, I want to say, 8 months. All risks are not created equally. Take calculated risks by conducting thorough research and considering the potential outcome and having a backup plan in case things do not go as planned. So with this, basically my scenario, I've already figured, like, it's nothing that I could do that they could lose. I can't really lose from me redeveloping. I can't lose from me creating an online presence again. It's gonna work. And if it don't get, I mean, I don't set no numbers up or be like, oh, well, I want to hit this number. I mean, I should, but I don't be wanting to. I get very depressed when I don't fulfill certain wishes. So I don't wanna set myself up that hard. But you know, once you learn from your mistakes, you take those calculated risks. You then seek feedback. Feedback is very valuable. It's a valuable tool for providing and growing, y'all. Improving and growing is very, very valuable. You seek the feedback from mentors, colleagues, customers, and use that information to, you know, make better decisions and strategies, if that makes sense. I'm always looking for feedback, especially from the girls that work with me. I just be like, you know, what do you think about this? What do you think about that? Because they're all different ages. So I just be wanting to know the input. And you just got to keep moving forward, y'all. I always put one foot in the front of the other. Disregard me missing, you know, all these summers of money that could have been made. We can't cry over spoiled milk. I'm moving forward. I'm ready to tackle summer 2023. I'm hoping there's a lot of pool parties. I'm hoping all this is just, I hope this is going to be a lit, fun summer, you know? And like I said, you got to just keep moving forward because, listen, failure, it really can be discouraging, y'all. I get it. I know it. But it's important to keep moving forward. Like, slow motion is better than no motion, long as you stay in motion. And I always tell y'all that. I think I need to get that pattern. You have to use your experience to inform your next steps, right? And remember that every failure brings you one step closer to success. You gotta go through these mistakes. You know, I feel like some people do want that elevator success, but I feel like that elevator success, it doesn't really last long. That's just my personal opinion. It's okay to take the stairs sometimes, because you might have to take a flight of stairs or two flights of steps, but when you get on that third floor, that second floor, right, there's an elevator right there. So I'm okay with that. I'm okay with that. I'm okay with embracing my flaws, my failures, my lessons. So with that being said, embracing the power of failure and viewing mistakes, y'all, as learning opportunities, you can literally build resilience, develop a growth mindset, and ultimately achieve greater success in entrepreneurship. Simple as that. Do not cry over spoiled milk. Let's get this money. It's here. It's here. You understand what I'm saying? The power of failure can definitely bring you success. Okay? I hope you guys took what I told you today and went with it. The power of failure and embracing mistakes, it can lead to success. I'm going to have a successful summer. I know it. Till next time. Bye.
You've just listened to another episode of the PPP Podcast with Money. The lounge for the poised, paid, and prospering woman. The PPP Podcast was recorded live in a studio with final editing before uploading. Subscribe today to the PPP Podcast for more incredible content. Don't miss the next episode of the PPP Podcast with Money on all main streaming platforms.